let's talk about this trad wife trend. Have you heard about it? Have you been seeing it all over your social media? Maybe you are not on there as much as I am and you have not heard about it. And honestly, I just recently heard about it. So I still think I'm behind the curve on all this, but I've seen it, it's popped up, and boy, I have a few things to say about it. So let's talk. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today, we're going to talk about this new trad wife trend that's going around social media. Now, to clarify, trad wife means traditional wife. And I get it. There are plenty of traditional wives out there in the world. That's true. All over the place. Nothing wrong with that. My issue right now is with this illusion, this performative trend that's happening now where these women are not only saying or acting like traditional wives, but they're traditional wives of the 1950s, where they wake up in the morning, have their hair nice and curled, put on the cute little dress, put on the pumps, put on the cute apron, and then start making bread, making breakfast for their husbands, doting around the house, creating a nice ambiance, and then when their husband comes home, food is on the table, children are nice and dressed and quiet and respectable, and all of the needs are met for the husband. And she is still the glossy picture, not a hair out of place, not a nail chipped, just the ideal for men, because I don't know who this ideal is besides for men, look of a housewife. It's just not realistic and it's just not attainable. I don't believe that this is an attainable long-term aesthetic. No, I just don't believe that this is realistic long-term. First of all, most of the women that you see doing this tradwife trend, they're doing this on social media for the money. They don't get dressed up and all cute and whatever for their husbands. Sure, I'm sure they do, but also because they're recording, because they're making videos of what a wonderful trad wife they are and what a great bread maker they are. And I use bread maker because they're all making bread. And I actually saw one that said, we need to remember that our husband is the bread maker and we are the bread baker. Is that what she said? She said something ridiculous like that. Like, he has the responsibility of making the money, and we have the responsibility of making the food and taking care of the home. And that's just how it is. But these women are making money doing these type of videos and pushing out this type of aesthetic. They're bringing in money. So I don't even understand how they're trying to justify the man is the bread maker and we are just his subservient wife when, now maybe, I could be wrong, that maybe they're making all this money and they're handing it to him too, which would blow my mind. But let's be real. For young, impressionable girls and women watching this, because us older women who have already been married, who have already been divorced, who have maybe not been divorced, but have been in our marriage for a long time, this is bullshit, okay? You are not going to be well-groomed, beautiful hair, walking around all day in your own house in pumps because he's not seeing you, but it doesn't matter. You are going to be polished to a T. It's a lie. It is not sustainable. And young women watching this might think, that's the kind of woman I want to be. That's the woman I want to be for my husband. No, it's not reality. And you will kill yourself trying to be perfect. And the sad thing is that these women are not even espousing a partnership. because the man works and then comes home to everything being done for him. He's not a partner in the household. He's not supposed to be, because you're the woman, you're the wife, you're responsible for everything that has to do with the house. Don't expect him to come home and then help you serve dinner for your kids. Don't expect him to come home from his hard day of work and help you get the kids in the bath. Don't expect him to help you do bedtime. No, he's going to sit on his chair, have his cigar, read the newspaper, and you're going to do everything. How does that make sense? How is that a partnership? How is that healthy for you, the woman? How do you expect to make this happen for the rest of your life with zero help? It's just not realistic. And then, of course, because I talk about unwanted separation and divorce, let's be even more real. Marriages, 50% of marriages end in divorce. Don't tell me that you are going to do this lifestyle, that you are going to live this way, that you are going to let your husband handle all of the money, all of the finances. You're just going to be the submissive little wife. And when the shit hits the fan and he decides that he wants a newer model of the housewife and leaves you, what do you do then? That bread that you learned how to bake will feed your kids, but it sure isn't going to pay the bills. What are you going to do then when you have put your entire life in the hands of this man that you hope and expect will take care of you for the rest of your life, but statistics show that that doesn't happen for everybody? Maybe you'll be one of the lucky 50 on the other side, but you don't know that. And if your relationship ends, you have put yourself in a position where you have nothing to fall back on. And then he can sit there and say, well, this woman has no job, this woman has no career, so I want to fight for my kids, because what is she going to do? She has nothing to take care of them with. How are you going to argue about that? You're going to say, wait, but I was dressed so cute and I got all the food done and I did everything for you for all these years. How's that going to play out in court? Sure, yes, of course, realistically speaking, you should get child support. You might get alimony depending on how long you've been together. But trust me that all of that is not going to give you the lifestyle that you currently have. And you're going to have to give up all of the cute dresses and all of the cosplay, because that's what I think it is. It's basically 1950s cosplay. You're going to have to get rid of all of that. You're going to have to go find a job, another job, put your kids in daycare, and really, realistically, come home and do everything again, except you're also going to be the one having to figure out how to earn the money. Don't do this to yourself. What do I think you should do? What do I think a traditional wife, what do I think a modern wife should be now? I think that a modern wife and mother now should be making sure that she has her own money. Find a side hustle that you can do when your kids are at school. Find a part-time job, or be super clear that the money isn't just his money, it's your money. Be involved in the finances. And every time you got to go food shopping, take out an extra 100, take out an extra 50, put it in a bank account for yourself so that you have your own emergency savings account for in case of an emergency, in case the relationship ends, in case something happens. You have to have your own money. You cannot depend 100% on your partner financially. You can both be partners in the house chores, in the raising of the children, and in the money. If he makes great money and you don't have to go out to work, great. Take some of that money. Get yourself an allowance. And an allowance that means that, don't have him call it an allowance, because that's just humiliating and it's also gross. But you can call it whatever you want. But I'm just saying it's an allowance, and you take that out. No questions asked, because you have control also. You can get into the savings account, the checking account too, and you move it over. And do you know what? A man that loves you and respects you and believes in your marriage too isn't going to be pissed off if you have your own side bank account. If he does, that's a whole nother red flag that you need to think about. Why does he not want you to have your money? He doesn't trust you. He doesn't think you can be smart with it. He doesn't think you deserve to have autonomy or have control of any money. It's not like you're going to have thousands in there, though hopefully I hope that you do by some point. But what's his reason? What's his excuse? I bet you everyone he gives you is going to be something condescending, something gaslighting, because there is zero reason that you are not allowed to have your own bank account. And if he wants to have one too, then like, sure, you can open your own bank account. We'll have a joint bank account, and then I'll have mine and I'll have yours. But we both put the exact same amount in there. That's a compromise. I don't want to go into a tangent, even though I already have, but just to clarify, this trad wife trend is detrimental to women. It is a step back for women. We have fought so hard to not be expected to just be the homemaker, to be an actual partner in a marriage. And this trend is just taking us 20 steps back. Hopefully, we are raising our daughters in a way that they see this and they think it's ridiculous. And they're like, you're a sucker if you're going to do that. And if you haven't, start talking to your daughters. We do not want this for our daughters. We want our daughters to be in healthy partnership relationships where they both do equally. And I'm not saying specifically equal. It's not like he has to wash dishes on Mondays and you have to wash dishes on Tuesdays. But if you feel like you are getting supported, like you are equal in this house, equal in say, equal in freedom, equal in responsibilities, regardless of how you spread those out, that is the goal. You're not there to be his subservient wife, ready for his every whim in the house, in the bed, just his property, basically. That is not it. So please, if you are seeing this trend and thinking, oh, that sounds like something I want to be into, do your research, because I promise you that what you're seeing on these short videos is not the reality of day to day. It's not sustainable. All right, I will stop venting on this, but I do want to let you know that my new course is now live, and it is a great opportunity for you to embark on a transformative journey designed to reshape the way you navigate your life post-separation. It's not just another course, it's a pivotal roadmap using my 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology. With a blend of insightful strategies, personal reflections, and actionable steps, you're going to discover how to reclaim your sense of self, build resilience, and open new doors to happiness and fulfillment. So don't miss this opportunity to turn the page and start writing the new chapter in your journey. So check the link in the show notes so you can take full advantage. And with that, I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.